So, of course, while this process was going on, there was also a discussion going on, both in Boston and in Birmingham, whether a reader was really the right description for a collection or selection of this kind. So they then came up, I think it was in Boston, with the idea that the work, the anthology, could be called the Pocket Sangharakshita. But then Vidya Devi pointed out that you'd need to have a very big pocket to accommodate what she'd put together. And when the Wisdom Publications actually saw what she'd done, they were very, very impressed, and they agreed, no, it couldn't possibly be a pocket Sangharakshita. You couldn't get Sangharakshita into your pocket. No one can get Sangharakshita into his pocket. So then the essential Sangharakshita was decided upon. So in this volume, which printed, reaches, I think it's 800 pages, you have the essential Sangharakshita. Of course, that doesn't mean that, well, now you won't have to read the books themselves from which the excerpts are taken. The hope is that you'll get just a taste of this work or a taste of that work and want to pursue it after reading and appreciating an excerpt taken from it. One could say that there are two ways in which one can read the essential Sangharakshita. Of course, you can start at page 1 and you can go right through to page 800 and something. And that is what I would have done years ago, because I was, as perhaps people do know, a great reader. And I didn't like to skip anything. To me, to skip was really quite dishonest, and I never did it well, at least not until very, very recently. So one could tackle it in this way. On the other hand, one can just dip. It's like a lucky dip. You don't know what you'll get. So you could just dip. And of course you can dip 330 odd times and pull out. Well, whatever you do pull out, something about meditation, something about the arts, something about personal relationships. There's so many topics covered. So I think that is probably what most people will do. And in fact, if you wanted to go through it systematically, but at the same time dipping, you could, of course, read one excerpt every day. And if you let yourself off, say, Sundays, well, you would be, well, you, in the course of a year, you would have got through the whole volume. Each excerpt, I should perhaps tell you, is 2 to 3 pages in length. So that's a nice, convenient excerpt to extract and read and study just in the course of one day, or perhaps just bear in mind. And of course, there's excellent material here for study groups. A particular excerpt of 2 to 3 pages would make very proper, very convenient study material for group study for an hour or hour and a half. So this is the essential Sangharakshita, produced by Wisdom Publications Boston, and now available in this country, and which, in a way, I'm launching here in Cambridge. I mentioned a little while ago books that I'd actually written. And the latest of the books that I've actually written, as distinct from the spoken word books, is, of course, Precious Teachers. But I believe I launched it here, even, with a talk. So, Precious Teachers. And